This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Hemant Mehta.
And I'm Jessica Limke.
And you're listening to the podcast for FriendlyAtheist.com. You can now listen to all of our episodes and see show notes at FriendlyAtheistPodcast.com.
By the way, we now have a merchandise shop on the website. So if you want your podcast swag, and you know you do, go to our website and click on the store tab.
Reddit Atheism may be the largest online community in the world for atheists. There are more than 2 million subscribers to that subreddit, a number we can certainly debate the significance of. And whenever you have an anonymous online community of that size, you know, bad things may happen, and a lot of good things too. The site certainly has a reputation for lowbrow memes, smugness, anger, and a disdain for the religious, but they've also used that power for good, raising a lot of money for groups like Doctors Without Borders. So here with us today, we have two of the moderators for the Reddit Atheism subreddit. One of them, I'll give them a chance to introduce themselves. The first one will go by the name of Feinberg.
Hello, I'm Andrew Feinberg, and I've been a moderator of the Reddit R Atheism Forum for going on 3 years now.
And also with us, we have Lurk.
Hi, I go by Lurk Beast on Reddit. I've been a moderator of the Atheism subreddit for about a year. I was added probably the most recently of all of us. And working on that mostly in the evening time.
So, guys, to kick us off, and you'll have to forgive me because I don't spend a ton of time on Reddit. What is the function of a moderator? Just to give us some context.
Essentially, we go through the content in the subreddit and remove things that don't match the rules in the forum, and give out warnings as necessary. Make contact with the people in the subreddit and let them know when they're pushing the rules, when they need to rein it in a little bit. For the most part, what it comes down to is filtering out and cleaning up trolling, extreme aggression, anything that's going to derail the conversation.
So when you say the rules, are these rules specific to the atheism Reddit, or is it Reddit kind of at large, and who sets them?
Yes to both. There are a set of rules that are specific to the site.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a set of rules that the moderators of the forum agree to.
Gotcha. So, like Hemant mentioned in the intro, the Reddit atheism page has something of a sinister reputation. Do you think that's deserved, and what do you see that reflects that?
Wow, I would say it absolutely isn't, really. That's been one of my experiences. Actually, one of my first experiences with the forum that got me really involved was I got on the forum, I started looking around, and I started seeing this, you know, oh, it's a terrible, terrible place and terrible, terrible people. And I actually looked at the content there, and it's like anything else. You look at the arguments and the criticism that people are providing, mm-hmm. and then you judge the merit of that, and there just wasn't a lot of merit to the claims that people were making against the forum.
I want to go back to this in a second. Lurk, if I may ask you, for someone who is not familiar with Reddit or Reddit atheism, how would you describe it to people?
The main thing for the subreddit is It's a friendly, more or less, place for people to come, get news that's of interest to atheists, which could include science, could include politics, could include a number of different things. And one of the main things that we usually prefer to see is people asking for help or advice or, hey, I saw this neat thing. And that's the what we focus on trying to get a lot of.
And so basically for people who visit Reddit Atheism, they might see the most upvoted content that is submitted, whether it's a link to a news story that might affect atheists, or, like you said, someone who's saying, hey, I want to come out to my parents, should I do it? And you see the whole discussion thread that follows. And I think part of the reputation that we were talking about comes when the things that get upvoted are memes that make fun of religion, mm-hmm. or, hey, look at this thing in the Bible, it's really stupid. And part of me thinks...
And there's plenty of stuff like that.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff like that. And I don't blame them, because for a lot of the people who use the site regularly, they are brand new to atheism. This is brand new stuff for them. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you might see something arguing Pascal's wager, which if you've been an atheist for a while, you're familiar with it, but it's new to a lot of people. So when there's a different meme that talks about it, or... you know, some website that is really funny. I've seen a million links to, like, Landover Baptist Church, the parody site,
yeah.
and it's always funny, but I've seen it. It's old. It's like, yes, it's mockery. That doesn't mean you can't avoid that.
Yeah, but when you're a 16-year-old kid who's losing God for the first time, it's like, ah, oh, brand new,
this
shiny.
This is the funniest thing in the world. And like you said, when I was 14 and I was becoming an atheist, I would have loved to see a site like that. I didn't. There was nothing like that where I could discuss stuff anonymously, where I could get input from a lot of people. And like you guys said, when you have that many people who are anonymous, there's a lot of trolling that takes place, a lot of stupid things that are said. Is there anything you can do? So you're, Andrew, one thing you mentioned is that as a moderator, you don't see that necessarily. Yeah, you guys moderate out the trolly things, but you said you don't see the negative stuff as much as the reputation that preceded it?
Well, we do see it to a certain degree. It's something that's usually coming from outside the forum, or it's things inside the forum that are misrepresented.
Can you give us an example of that?
One of the things that comes up a lot, let's see, for instance, whenever there's a story about neuroscience in relation to atheism and religion, we had one not too far back that was about how critical thinking and skepticism is it's restricted in the brains of people who believe in religion. And it was a scientific study. It was pretty straightforward. The criticism we got about that is that it was saying was that all atheists were smart. And
we know that's not true.
And yeah, that's all that people saw.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. Yeah, it was a gross misrepresentation of the actual article, and that was what people who were coming in from outside the forum were complaining about.
And when they're complaining about it,
actually there.
And when they're complaining about it, is it because the person who submitted it had a headline that says, hey, this study says atheists are smarter than religious people? Or was it because the comments in that thread alluded to that same idea?
That's the thing is that particular thread, the one that I was just talking about was, it says something about critical reasoning. The title was Critical Reasoning is Suppressed in the Minds of Religious People. And then there was a little bit of editorializing. It said, who knew at the end of it? Which, honestly, anyone who's debated religion a lot, who's talked to a lot of religious people and really tried to find out why people believe what they want to believe from a skeptical standpoint is going to see at some point, you know, there's a point where critical thinking just kind of stops, and it comes down to, you know, what I feel about the matter. So it's not really going to be surprising to a lot of people in that forum. So when he says, who knew? Yeah, a lot of us kind of saw it coming. Mm-hmm. But that, again, was regarded as smug and atheists, you know, putting down religious people. And that's usually the sort of criticism we get. Another thing that people say about the forum, a lot of the posts, whenever we make fun of religion, which is, it's not that uncommon, but what people say is that atheists hate religious people. That's the most common stereotype that I've seen used against atheists, especially in relation to the Our Atheism Forum.
Not that they hate the beliefs, but that they hate the people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They don't hate the idea of religion. They don't hate the ideology. They specifically hate religious people. And again, that couples with the, atheists think all religious people are stupid. Atheists think that they're smarter just because they're atheists. It's kind of a set of stereotypes and sort of straw men for actual arguments. It's repeated pretty frequently on Reddit. And that specific one, the belief that atheists hate religious people, it's very easily debunked because most of the atheists there, most atheists in general, used to be religious people themselves, and pretty much all of them have religious friends and family. So they know that not all religious people are stupid. They know that very well. It's basically just an easy stereotype to throw at people you don't agree with.
Let me ask one more question following up on this same thread here, which is that last year there was a research company that actually ranked various Reddit subreddits by the order of like toxicity and racism on the threads. And they found that Reddit atheism was one of the most toxic parts of Reddit, meaning that they like scanned the posts to see where they found like overt bigotry and ad hominem attacks. So, I mean, this is where it's not just someone's opinion. They actually had some numbers or some, you know, way to analyze this. So I don't know if there's a way to dispute that, but how do you respond to that sort of claim that this is not necessarily like a safe space for people who may come in and want to talk about this stuff?
I remember that particular thread. And one of the things that they didn't actually cover is the fact that most of the time that you see those particular terms that they searched on, it was on people using them as a negative, in a negative fashion. Don't be bigoted. Don't do this.
Oh,
for example, this is what we see posted on places. They were parsing for words. They weren't parsing for context. So when they pull up the they're talking about Islam and hatred towards that, and what they're seeing is we hate Islam, and other things we're seeing is, we've got all these people coming and saying we hate Islam, but it's not true. Here's why.
Oh. But they scan those first few words.
The blanks with, it's just I hate Islam, therefore you do.
And to be fair, when you're talking about something as contentious as religion, you're going to get heated words. Yeah. I mean, disgust.
Right.
I mean, those are the topics you can't avoid, and the rhetoric and the word terminologies that come with that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, when you talk about...
Anytime this girl comes up, they've got refined I hate fags. It gets referenced as the I hate fags people.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, and they're, hey, that's what they're saying, so they must believe that, right? No.
Fair point.
When you talk about when you're kind of weeding out trolls, and obviously none of us is strangers to trolls on the internet, what kind do you mostly see? Do you see religious people come on and like kind of bait people, or
try
to
preach at people?
Right. Or do you see like atheists kind of prodding at other atheists? Or can you tell, I guess?
A lot of both, really. And as a general rule, we don't mind religious people coming into the subreddit and having a intelligent, reasonable conversation where they explain why they believe what they believe, they ask us what we believe, why we believe it, and just have a polite discourse on concepts. But when they come in and all they do is spew, here's a Bible verse, God loves you, why don't you repent, you evil sinners? That's when we start weeding that out.
Is there anything more passive-aggressive than somebody saying, God loves you? Like, it always feels like it's got some venom behind it.
I've got one for you. I just have a simple question. Why are all atheists immoral?
Oh, nice. Why do you all hate your fathers?
Well, why are we all immoral?
And then frequently you see like that person say, I was banned from the atheism forum just for asking a simple question.
And nobody could answer
it. Usually point them towards the facts. Say, here, read this. We have a very long fact that covers a lot of that because we get the same questions over and over and over. So,
oh boy, do we.
It's a case of, okay, here's the link to your specific question.
What do you all know about the demographics of the people who use it? Because I mentioned up front, there are like 2 million plus subscribers, but it should be noted that a good chunk of that came when Reddit Atheism, like if you signed up for Reddit at all, it was automatically added to your categories. Most people didn't undo that. So like, what do you know? What percent of that number are actively commenting, logging on, upvoting, downvoting things, even lurking? And do you know their ages, their gender, anything?
Well, you mentioned earlier that a lot of the users are, just kind of getting to atheism for the first time. And
that's my assumption. I don't know that.
It's interesting. The last poll we had on it was a couple of years ago. And what it showed was that the average age, if I recall properly, was 23.5 years, approximately.
That sounds
and
right.
Demographically, pretty much all the other statistics matched up to the rest of Reddit. So it was basically just a subset of the overall body of the site. The same people who use atheism are the same people who use all the other forums within Reddit.
So it's like skewing towards younger, probably white, I would assume, male, like that sort of demographic.
Yeah. Less than you might think.
Really?
I can't remember the exact statistics, but it is a more diverse group than a lot of people would claim. You have a lot of men and women, a lot of families, a lot of people with families. I guess the whole family doesn't get on there.
Yeah.
There's one of the other stereotypes that is used against atheists, and this is one that's been used against atheists for a long time. I've been on the internet for longer than I care to admit, back in the dial-up BBS days.
High five, yeah.
Yeah, it's that atheists are a bunch of angry teenagers, and they're just mad at their parents, and there's definitely some of that, but it doesn't really comprise as much of the membership as one would think, especially if you're listening to the stereotype.
So let me switch gears for a second. When you have this many people, I mean, again, whether or not only a fraction of the 2 million use that subreddit, that's a lot of people. So how do you harness that energy for good? What are some of the things Reddit Atheism has done that maybe people would be surprised to hear?
Well, we've done the Doctors Without Borders charity drive. They're, I'd say, easily our favorite charity on the Atheism Forum. We've done that about the last 3 years running. We actually didn't do it this year. There were some personal things that came up, and we didn't have anybody to run it. But we do donations through their site directly. And I recommend for anyone who's interested in doing a drive, head over to Doctors Without Borders. They have an excellent fundraising page. You can set it up in a few minutes and run your own even competitive fundraiser. Let's see, the last time we did it, I think we raised about $20,000, something like that.
That's about right.
Yeah.
As a reward for people that do the fundraiser, if they let us know, we actually have a special set of flares you can put next to your name that show, hey, I donated to Doctors Without Borders, and it's different types of flying spaghetti monster images for people.
Yeah, if you donate a whole bunch, you get a flying spaghetti monster with a top hat and monocle.
Ooh, fancy.
I do like the monocle guy. let me ask you, this is one of the things I think a lot of people who may criticize Reddit never see. if you go to the sidebar of Reddit Atheism, there is like, there are links that say, here are secular charities you can donate to that, like, we highly recommend. Mm-hmm. There's a list of, like, recommended books people should read if they're new to atheism, even if they're not. There's a calendar of events, of conferences, local ones,
really?
National ones taking place. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of resources in one spot.
Uh-huh.
What, when did, and by the way, the other thing, and I mentioned this to Jessica earlier, there's also, like, a wiki about atheism that kind of goes through all the basic questions everyone has when they begin to, like, shed their faith.
Mm-hmm.
There is the, you know, like, well, how do you explain, you know, whatever, the origin of the universe without God? How do you deal with these issues?
Morality,
yeah. Who came up with all that stuff? Where did all of those things come from? Because to me, that's kind of the, if I'm brand new to atheism and I go to Reddit Atheism, those are the things I want people to look at. Those are awesome resources. Did the moderators put that together? Was that submitted by some users somewhere? Because at some point I just found that and I hadn't seen it before and it was amazing.
Again, a lot of it,
a little bit of all.
Yeah. A lot of it was moderator generated, but at the time they weren't moderators. One of the things that sort of happens with our moderation team is people find the forum, they get interested in it, they become involved, and then when the call goes out to be a moderator on the forum, they respond, and we've seen that they are contributing and doing a lot for the forum and the community, and we just bring them in as moderators. That's how I ended up as a moderator there, in fact.
And these are all volunteer positions, correct?
Yes, they are. Voluntary, unpaid, unfortunately.
That's all of Reddit moderators work that way. The admins are the paid employees of Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Moderators are unpaid volunteers that do their subreddits, and that's pretty much it.
Let me ask you a question. This may be a little inside ballgame, but... like, maybe it was last year, Reddit had a shakeup in terms of their own company's leadership. And I'm just wondering, what's the relationship between the moderators at Atheism and Reddit, the company? Do you have any interaction with the people up top?
We do. Usually the main thing that we have to communicate with them is, again, when they have that big shakeup there and, there was a lot of controversy about that, and a lot of sites locked themselves down, which we did not, because we're there for people. Locking people out would have, you know, defeated the purpose.
You're saying they shut down their subreddit in protest of what was going on?
Correct.
Yeah.
And we didn't, because we're there to help people. Locking that down would have, you know, not done anybody any good. And we did catch a lot of flack for that, but we stood by that. But the main thing that we communicate with the admins is really when we get a lot of especially abusive people, that they'll come onto the sub, they'll start insulting people, cussing people out, posting all kinds of things that violate the rules. We ban them. They come back 5 minutes later on a new account, keep doing this again, and eventually we have to report them to the administrators for them to be banned from Reddit altogether, because that's a violation of Reddit's rules, is to do that.
Can they ban them, like, by their IP address, or are they just banning one account at a time?
We actually don't know. The Reddit admins keep that pretty close to the chest, because they want to make sure that they've got control over it, so they don't tell us exactly how they're doing it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, if you tell them how it works, they can circumvent it.
Oh, yeah.
What I have heard is that they can ban IP addresses and blocks. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's ways around that. There's ways around everything if you're familiar with the IT industry.
I'm curious about sort of the community, because we talked about that number, 2 million, which is a huge number. When I go on, say, like, the Friendly Atheist blog or, like, Jezebel or something that, like, I frequent, I recognize names that I see over and over, and there kind of forms a little sense of community. Do you have that on Reddit, or do you find that it's more, like, one-off people that kind of pop on, ask their question, and leave? Or do you feel like there's a sense of community there?
We have, yeah, we do get regulars. We have the Knights of New. They're people who, they're sort of the first line of moderation. They get on the posts early. vote them up or down, report them if they're something terrible. And they sort of generally help out. And that's another area that we recruit from for actual moderators.
So these people are not necessarily moderators, but they kind of set the tone for the page?
Yeah, they kind of help, not really curate the content, but they vote for stuff that's good. And that first couple of votes can actually do a lot to determine the trajectory of the post, whether it gets to the front page or whether it is ignored. We also have we have frequent posters. You see a lot of the same names, and as a matter of fact, again, one of our moderators, Mepper, people who scour the internet for articles that might be interesting to us and post them in batches, lots and lots of posts going through. And they do a lot to help the content along also.
Which is both one of the good things and the bad things about the sub is there's a lot of content. Mm-hmm. So people that post something can go down the page to the point where they can't see it anymore, and it gets overridden. But at the same time, there's a lot of stuff for people to work with.
What sort of things do people submit that you regularly see doing the best? Is it always the memes that we talked about earlier? Is it the questions about how to deal with being an atheist, or is it like news stories?
It used to be the memes. We've actually changed the rule structure a bit to try to get articles and discussions to the front page a bit more. Historically, an image with a little bit of text, be that a meme or a picture of a person with a quote on it, those tend to float to the top consistently, just because, I'm not exactly sure, but I suspect it's because they're easy to share.
Yeah,
you can throw it on your Facebook account and show it to all your friends and coworkers.
And they're kind of bite-sized.
Yeah, you can text it to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes 5 seconds to look at a picture and go, hey, that's funny.
Right.
And a minute and a half to read a long, well-thought-out post talking about a specific topic of interest.
And then they download it, and then it goes away. Right. One of the things, if you go to the Reddit Atheism, you guys have links that to a lot of other communities on Reddit that are specifically for people who left certain religions. So there are links to like the ex-Mormon subreddit, or the ex-Jehovah Witnesses, or the ex-Jewish, ex-Catholic, whatever. There's maybe ex-Muslim. Those subcategories too, if you ever visit those channels, those are also very tight-knit kind of groups of people there too, because they've all kind of been through the same thing.
Yeah.
Like if you're an ex-Muslim, if you left Islam, you probably go through a lot of the same issues that maybe I never understand, but everyone who's gone through it understands. Same with being an ex-Mormon. Do you have anything to do with those subreddits at all? Because I imagine a lot of people who are on Reddit Atheism either also belong to one of those groups, or you guys overlap in a lot of what you do. I don't know if you ever communicate with the people who run those subreddits as well.
They're usually moderated by different groups of people. To my knowledge, not a lot of the moderators on the Our Atheism forum also moderate those other subreddits. So we don't have a lot of control involvement. But they are very fun to visit. I especially like the ex-Muslim forum. Mm-hmm. Those guys are great and brave. I don't know that I would have the strength to go through what they go through. There's also the Great Project, which actually I am a moderator of. I highly recommend that one. It's basically coming out stories of atheists.
What was the name of that project called again?
That's The Great Project, all one word. You were mentioning the resources on the sidebar. That's what I would definitely like to point people toward is the coming out links that we have on there. The short version is don't do it unless it's not going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. That's something that a lot of young atheists really need to hear, because we get lots of stories about coming out going very, very badly.
That's probably the same. Those are the same questions I get through Friendly Atheist a lot too, which is, how do I come out? Should I come out? When should I come out?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're 15 and you live with your parents.
Pump the brakes.
Probably not a good time right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gambling.
Another subreddit is Atheist Havens for people that have been kicked out. They can go there and try and find a place where they can stay until they get themselves on their feet.
Jesus, that's the saddest Airbnb ever.
Yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts about, like, people who haven't visited it? I mean, is there what's the best reason for someone who's already an atheist? If you're one of our listeners who, you know, they don't have any questions about becoming an atheist, they are one. What's the best reason they should visit the site?
I would ask people to visit the site to make it better. Visit the Atheism Forum, visit the rest of Reddit. Ideas travel at an amazing speed on that site. It's a chance to have an influence over the world, really. You can say something in one forum and you'll see somebody else saying it a few weeks later. And if you're correcting misconceptions about not just atheists, but any group that is, you know, persecuted or people have a lot of misconceptions about, it's a chance to correct some of that.
So you're kind of saying it's like Wikipedia. Like, you can complain about it if you want, but what would really make a difference is if people got in there and actually made it a better place. And it is, I mean, whether people like it or not, and I'm saying this as someone not connected to the site, but that is kind of a front page for what a lot of young atheists see when they are looking up stuff about atheism. Or young religious people. They will go to Reddit, and they will go specifically to Reddit Atheism. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you're looking to know what young people are dealing with, what they're thinking about, that's the place where your input can be seen, and it'll make a difference. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the reputation that the Atheism Forum has. I don't see it quite the same way as a lot of people, but by all means, go there and help us fix it. You know, make it better. Submit good content. Be a good person on our forum. We love that.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for what you're doing. That would be Andrew Feinberg and Lurk. And how many other moderators are there right now? I know it's always in flux, but how many people are kind of running that channel?
I should know the answer to that question. It's pretty much just Lurk and Dumb to Zero doing most of the work. So there's that.
We've got, let's see here.
You're counting them now.
We've got 17 moderators.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Which you probably need because of all the content you guys are getting.
That's crazy.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, well, yeah.
Thank you both for
fact,
the...
I'm thinking we could probably use a few more.
Oh, if any of our listeners are interested.
Yeah, they know where to contact you. We'll make sure we have links in the post. Thank you both so much for your time. Thanks for explaining the site to us and debunking some of the things people may think about it. We appreciate it. And we'll have links to all the different things we talked about in the show notes for any listeners who go to our site to go check that out. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for all that you do. You do wonderful things for the atheist community, and we all appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much.
Very much.
Thanks for listening to the podcast for FriendlyAtheist.com. This episode was taped at Cinnamon Sound Studios in Aurora, Illinois, and the music was written and performed by Brad Chagdis. If you like what you're hearing, please consider making a contribution at patreon.com/Hemant. That's He-Man T. We appreciate your support. I'm Hemant Mehta.
And I'm Jessica Blumke. We hope you'll join us next time.